My name is Abdullah Hussein. I'm from Bahrain. I'm 16 years old and I go to Juno Douglas High School.
When Abdullah learned he was coming to Alaska, he had visions of endless snow. So did his fellow exchange students.
My name is Maha Abdurrazzaq. I'm from Yemen. I go to Thunder Mountain High School here, and I'm 18.
Maha says she was excited to be accepted into the competitive U.S. exchange program, which means living and going to school in America for 1 year.
I went to my family. I was like, I got a host family. I was so excited, and they were, where? I was like, in Alaska. My dad was, what? You don't have to go.
The student assigned to Haynes said he didn't even know people existed in Alaska.
I'm Haytham Mohanna from Gaza Strip, Palestine. I go to Haynes High School. I'm 16 years old.
In the same way the exchange students and their families had preconceived notions about Alaska, the students found that Alaskans had preconceived notions about them. Abdullah says more than once a friend has introduced him like this.
This is Abdullah, the terrorist.
Another student recently asked him these questions.
Would you ever bomb America? And I told him no. And he was like, do you know anyone in your family who would bomb America? And I was like, no. And he goes, do you know anyone from your country who would bomb America? And then I just got pissed. And then I was like, what's up with the third degree?
Despite these incidences, experiencing America and Alaska has been positive for all of them. Aside from attending high school, making friends, and living with a host family, the students get to travel to other parts of the country, try new activities, and have classic Alaska experiences.
I have tried cross-country skiing for the first time, and I fell 15 times. That was crazy. I was counting.
Maha also can't wait to tell her friends in Yemen about homecoming.
And they will tell them, I danced like crazy. I have never danced in my life.
Abdullah recounts a run-in with a bear.
I was texting and looking down and listening to music, and so all of a sudden I looked up, and maybe 20 feet away, there was this big bear looking into this garbage, and he looked at me, and I looked at him. And I know they say don't run, but I couldn't help it. I didn't run. I walked backwards faster than running, maybe.
While in America, Maha doesn't wear a traditional long black abaya that covers her whole body. Instead, she wears dresses with leggings, but she still wears a hijab, a religious headscarf.
I can't show my hair for guys except for my father, brother, future husband, future kids, and uncles and grandfather.
Maha says it has been a culture shock to see so much interaction between boys and girls. In her home country, schools aren't mixed.
So, like in Yemen, we are not allowed to have girlfriends or boyfriends, and we are not allowed walking and holding hands with guys and hugging them and stuff. That's crazy.
Haytham says the biggest difference between living in America and living in conflict-ridden Gaza Strip is by far the weather and freedom.
Like being here in America, it's very different, having your freedom, having your choices, do whatever you want to. I can't explain it. Like from a siege or under siege to having many choices and many stuff to do, it's so different.
He says the exchange program is affecting his life in more ways than he ever imagined.
This program opened many doors and many choices for me. Also, it will do many things for me, even in the future, for my future job, for my college, for my life, how to react, how to deal with people, many people, how to communicate.
Haytham, Maha, and Abdullah have a tip for Americans. If you want to know about another country's culture, travel there, meet people, and talk to them. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.